Hello everybody and welcome to the Office 365 Labs here with today's webcast where we will concentrate on OneDrive for Business synchronization. As you may know from the other sessions from the Office 365 Labs series that you attended, also in this session we will do basically everything only focusing on live demos. So we have only very few slides that basically only for introducing this webcast and your speakers, and then we will go directly to presenting our screens, and I hope everything will be fine. So today we will concentrate on OneDrive synchronizations. Your speakers are, as also for the other sessions, me. I am Dan. I am a consultant for partners with Microsoft for around 3 years, and I work mostly with partners and helping them with deploying cloud solutions to their end customers. However, SharePoint Online is really not one of my strong points. In fact, I'm very weak when it comes to SharePoint Online. And that's why I brought in this webcast also a colleague of mine from our support team, and she has a great experience with SharePoint, but I would like to let her introduce herself.
Hi everyone, I'm Manuela. I'm part of the Partner Cloud Support Team, former known as Apollo. We are supporting partners, advanced support for partners and cloud solution providers with support cases. And I'm in Microsoft since 3 years now. I am focusing on SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business technology. And I'm here to show you some demos about OneDrive synchronization.
Okay, thank you very much, Manuela. Here is a very brief agenda of what we will discuss today. We will see some OneDrive synchronization troubleshooting steps. We will see the difference between OneDrive Sync client and the next generation Sync client that was released last year in December. And we will also look into how to troubleshoot different issues with this next generation Sync client. And if the time allows us, then we will discuss a lot of other things that are strictly related to OneDrive synchronization. And this being said, the slides are over, as I promised, so you can go ahead and present your desktop and start explaining how to troubleshoot basic OneDrive synchronization problems.
Thank you, Dan. Please let me know when you can see my desktop.
Yes, and I will.
You can also just put a thumbs up if everybody can see the my presentation.
It's still loading, but I assume in a few seconds we'll see your screen. Manuela, I think they were able to see it, so maybe you can go ahead here.
Okay. If you you see the presentation, that's good. If anything happens and you don't see it anymore, please just write in the chat so we can see what's happening. Okay, great. So we can. What I want to show you first are some basic troubleshooting if you have synchronization issues with OneDrive for Business. So the basic steps, the first baby steps, let's say, that you can take when you synchronize. So here in my test environment, I have synchronization already made on the OneDrive. OneDrive for Business. Maybe I should start a little bit with explaining. In my case, I have here already one next generation Sync client, which most of you probably already use. And I will show you a little bit later the differences. But let's start with some basic steps, as I mentioned. So in this case, I broke my synchronization. So at this moment, you can see that something's not working as it should. As you can see here, normally the first thing that maybe you will do is to check in the OneDrive if you have any or error message that maybe can help you. So I'm checking now the view sync problems, and in my case, it is very clear stated that the name of or type isn't allowed. I know that in some cases, these error messages that appear here might not be so clear, but it might be just an error occurred to check the file or something more general. In that case, either way, I will use this example. So I have two documents that in my case are not using the allowed characters. So this you can do on a simple, the OneDrive library, or this can be done as well if it's a SharePoint library. In the case of a SharePoint library, you have like, let me see if I can show you. Here, I'm synchronizing a library. As you can see, you have the site. If there is any issues on this one, you can just drag it out or out of the synchronization and put it back in. This is what I want to do now, for example, with this folder that has issues. So the very first thing that you could do, if it's a folder affected, if it's only a file, if it is a library, you can take it out of the synchronization and wait to synchronize in the cloud. And then after in the cloud, the specific folder or document is also not available anymore, you can drag it back in. By this, what you do by this is actually you are taking out this folder or document out of the cache, and you are actually deleting only the cache for this specific folder and not for the entire synchronized library or site. So in this case, clearly I didn't change the name, so it didn't help. What another step that you could do further would be the following. I dragged the folder out and put it back in. In many cases, this helps a lot and solves maybe the issue, but of course, this might not be the case and you still have errors. So another steps that we can make is to try to repair the synchronization. In this case, to run a repair, or I want to show you also in case of files that are not being able to synchronize because of different errors, you can use a tool to check if the characters are okay. So this tool is called File Checker. And we will send you a link where you can download it, and it is very simple to use. I won't correct the error messages because I want you to see this. Sorry, I opened the wrong one. Okay, so File Checker. It's very important where you save File Checker, because in the place where the File Checker is saved, also the result of the analysis will be added. So in my case, as I already ran it before, I have here some results. But let's browse to my library, which I need to go exactly where it's located, on the C drive, users, my user, OneDrive, and let's run it on OneDrive folder and validate. In this case, it was performed. As you can see here, eight issues were discovered. So we can now open the file and see more details about it. So as you can see, it is very specific. It tells you the invalid character. It tells you the path and rule violation, why you got the error message. So this can be very useful in situation where you have invalid characters and you have a lot of libraries and you cannot identify very easy where the file is located. Okay, this would be one. Now, another important behavior, and I think I should mention it now, is the fact that With a new client also, we have been seeing different kind of error messages, like cannot connect to the SharePoint library, or something similar also, but which, or you see a lot of credentials needed to be entered. Or maybe you change the office license, that also makes you, or the pop-up of entering credentials comes a lot of times when you open files and folders. And this is also an important step in troubleshooting the error, the synchronization. In this case, what we suggest and would it would be important to do is to open your Word office application. I open Word, and you will see the account with which you are logged in the office applications. In my case, this is my test admin account, and yeah, of course, you can see here I have updates. It's good to be always up to date. And what it's important first to do, maybe it is to sign out or switch account. Use one of these options to sign out. For example, yes, I want to sign out. Then close the application and go to Control Panel Credential Manager. On the Windows credentials, and look for all the Office credentials that, in my case, having Office 2016, it is Microsoft Office 16. If you use still Office 2013, here it will be Microsoft Office 15. And just delete all the registries here, entries here, which are Office, but start with Office. You might see one for Outlook. Don't remove that, because it will remove your account in Outlook and you will be having as a, the behavior of creating a new profile. And also this OneDrive cache credentials. You can delete this as well. Okay, after this is deleted, open the Office application again. Log back in. I did a mistake. I'm sorry. As you maybe noticed, I chose Microsoft account, but this is a work account. So do it again. Okay, so choose work account if it's Office 365 account. Work account. Log back in. Make sure that the services connect. As you can see, I have them connected. That's good. And then you can try to synchronize again. These steps are very important, as mentioned, in a different situation when you receive different error messages or pop-ups, or this is an important step that you can do and try to see if it solves the issue. Then in such cases, when removing the folder out of the synchronization, a repair or the sync of the synchronization, the file checker, you did that and you have found different documents and you changed the name, it didn't solve the issue, you still have synchronization issues, the last thing to do maybe would be deleting the cache. Deleting the cache is important to do, maybe also if you had like major changes on the computer or your permissions were changed on SharePoint and then the synchronization is not working anymore. And then probably, most probably, deleting the cache will be needed. We have Fixit that deletes the cache automatically, but you can do it also manually. I saw a situation when deleting the cache automatically, it still didn't remove everything. So I will just show you again the folders, and you will see receive the path and documentation or via email. But manually, you can go look, as you see here, The folder where the cache is found, it's hidden. So it's important also to show hidden items so that we can go on AppData, local, Microsoft Office, and two folders, but that are important to be deleted in SPV, and here in 16 or 15, if you have 2013, would be this Office file cache folder. These two folders can be removed totally, but before you can do that, you need to stop the synchronization. Now, in my case, it might be a little bit different, but this is something that I also wanted to show you. With Next Generation Sync Client, we have a new option available, and that is unlink this PC. As you can see, I am logged into Next Generation Sync Client, and the process for this would be, in my case, it's OneDrive.exe, so it's not Groove. Groove is being used now only for the SharePoint libraries. I will come back to this. But in my case now, I can just unlink this PC. I use this option. And as you can see, it is gone from here. So this asynchronization right now, it's not present anymore on my computer. If you want to delete the cache, you need to do exactly this. And then maybe if you don't want to have afterwards a folder with a one, delete this folder from here as well. After that, make sure also that the process MSO sync is not running. And it's not. So I'm good to delete the cache. So at this moment, I can go and proceed and delete the cache. In order to reconnect to your OneDrive using Next Generation Sync Client would be to just open the OneDrive application. And with the new update, we have now the option to directly enter your email address. Sign in, choose work or school. Another pop for credentials, welcome. And you are probably aware of this change. In the look, you can change location or click next. Use this location. I will uncheck maybe folders that I don't want to be synced, and I will synchronize again. Okay. And now the synchronization is set up again. The folder appears again. And as you can see, I have the same errors, but because of the documents that are not supported. So these are like step-by-step things that you can do before deleting the cache. And if anything, any of these didn't help, then you can proceed with deleting the cache. One behavior that I want to show you again in synchronizing issues, maybe that is not clear for you, and I want to explain it to you why it happens, is the following. Let's see, I think I have a library opened, and this is a SharePoint library, and I will go and synchronize my SharePoint library. Yes, I allow it. Hopefully it will work as expected. Yes, this is location where I want to sync. Sync now. And what you can notice already from this step, as you can see, the path of the location where it is saved, it's on my account, SharePoint, but it's in the folder T. Now, let's go to that location. Here is SharePoint. And as you can see, the name here, it's still webcast documents as my library is called, my site collection, and I'm on the documents library. So it has the right name, but as you see, So in the path it says T, but if you click here, sorry, I need to go in and click here, you will see that the folder actually is called T. Now, this happens with a reason. Another behavior that you might see in the same, because of the same reason, is are here two folders created, one with this name and another one with the exact same name but with the number one in the end. This happens because of the same reason, and that is because of, for sure, you have on your library a path that is too long and it cannot be synchronized. Because of that, instead of giving you an error, the sync client automatically changes the path and renames the folder in the path with a T, but the display name remains the same. So if you see this behavior, this is for sure because of a path that is too long. Now you have two choices. The synchronization will work. Even if you have here two folders, the one with the one in the end will have all your documents, and you can continue to use that one. The other one, you can delete it and it will probably work. But you need to be attentive that at this point you already have a path that is too long. So my suggestion would be to start analyzing why this can happen, why this did this happen, sorry, and if possible, change the path, something in the path, so that you make it shorter. Now, there are different options maybe that you can do that. You can copy the path and check it in Excel file, or what I think maybe it's most easy, it would be the option that I choose to run through Windows PowerShell. And it's pretty easy. You can save it to you for yourself and run it when this happens. And first of all, it is important to go to the specific folder where the folder is located. But actually, let me, before that, I wanted to show you that, so you go to the specific folder, and I want right now to stop the synchronization in order for this to work, because I will need to rename this folder. As you will see, this is not this is only the display name, so the folder actually is called T, but I will need to rename it in the original name so that you can run this in order to check what for a path is maybe too long. What I would like to maybe specify before doing that is, as you can see, you have here two clouds, blue clouds for OneDrive. This one, which has the name OneDrive and your company name, in my case it's Manuru Test Tenant, this one is the next generation sync client, so the process OneDrive.exe. And it is for now used only for the OneDrive library. The other one that states only OneDrive for Business, it is the normal OneDrive for Business client, which uses the process groove.exe. So in this one, when you right click it, you still have the option to stop syncing a folder, pause syncing, but in this one you won't see these options. So this is also a difference. In the next generation sync client, you have the option with unlinking a folder, so an account. So in this case, I will proceed with stop syncing this folder so that I can show you what I usually do. Yes, I want to stop it. As you can see, it was, and now it's displayed the actual name of this folder, and I will rename it to webcast documents. Okay, and let's go and run this in PowerShell. So it's in PowerShell, you need to go exactly to the where the order or a folder is located. So I will need to go in SharePoint foiler. Okay, and from here, I just run, just a second, this command. Let me see if I still have it. Oh. This one, which will show me all the files that have a path longer than 249 characters. And as you can see, all the documents, in my case I have only two, that have the path too long will be displayed. And I think it could be the easiest way for you to receive a list with the files that have a path that which is too long. And this is good because you can run this for SharePoint, for OneDrive. You can run this here in PowerShell for the folder which you want to run. So, then you can rename this path or choose to shorten one of the folder names and then synchronize again. When you won't have a path too long, you won't see the behavior anymore with the T, but it will have in the path the name of the SharePoint library. Okay. Okay, let me see. Another thing maybe that I wanted to mention to you is that there are different behaviors that might come with the next generation sync client. As mentioned before, it's very important to keep information for you that the Groove, the OneDrive for Business client, is working now for the SharePoint libraries. The next generation sync client is working only for the OneDrive library. When I say OneDrive library, I mean this one. When you go on OneDrive, and here you have your files. This is the OneDrive library, OneDrive for Business library, which normally it is your personal library. Of course, you can share with users content from here, but as a best practice would be to use SharePoint libraries and site collections where to share files with others and then synchronize from there, add permissions and everything that is maybe another webcast. What I want to specify here on the OneDrive library is that OneDrive library is the same as you can say your My site. This is your My site. But My site host is this one, the main URL. And a behavior that I saw, and I want to mention it here because it's somehow related, let's say, to OneDrive, but also to your My site, is that you might see different dates maybe on versioning history or on files when you maybe upload a document and different behaviors like that. It's important for you to know, and maybe as admins, that the OneDrive has two places where to set the regional settings. The first one is the one that the user is having access to and is changing for himself the regional settings here, and these are here. Regional settings. And then another one, let's see if I can make this bigger, is the one that you have access to and is directly on the My site host, deleting that. I am here directly on the My site host, and as you can see, this is different. I had there another time zone, and here it is different. This one also is important if you want to be the same date on your tenant and on the users. It might, when you see differences in timestamps, it could be of this setting. So I thought it might be interesting for you to know and keep this in mind also here in our webcast about OneDrive. Okay, now I want now to mention maybe some of the issues. Some of them I wasn't able to reproduce in my environment, but I'm sure that you might come across them, or maybe you already did. So I think they are useful to mention. One of them is this error message. I'm not sure if you can see it. This one, not sure if maybe it's too small. Which states that you cannot use this OneDrive for Business application, but get the new app. And you might already have it and you want to synchronize SharePoint libraries, but somehow you cannot get read, let's say, about this from this error message. It's good to know that there are some things that you can check. We have an article about this as well. There are some settings that can be set through PowerShell that maybe enforce using the new version of the client, but you can turn this off so that you can then choose to use a Groove, or there are cases also when and there is also another registry key, actually, that you can set in order for the next generation sync client to not be used, but groove.exe. And this all, we will send you these via email and maybe have a look at those and check if you see this behavior. And setting this through PowerShell will then help not seeing this error message again. Another maybe known behavior by you is the fact that the icon overlay is missing. I will. Oh, oh come on. Okay.
Is this an error that you have with the new generation sync client? Because this seems to be an error message from the groove.exe.
Which one do you mean? The one that I mentioned?
Yes, the one that you had previously.
Well, you have it comes from Groove because it is an enforcement set on the tenant, maybe, that the new sync client is to be used. That came with an update to use to always use the current version. This is known because it's like a suggestion to use the new sync client. But we are still working on that, and because also the new client will be released maybe soon for the SharePoint libraries. But it comes from Groove because it identifies that there exists a new client and you should use the new client. But you can deactivate this in order for you to have like the option to choose which client you want to use. And that is why I mentioned it.
I would have one more question, if it's okay for you right now. The question is if there is something similar like an Outlook online mode in OneDrive for Business in client, so that you do not use the cache, that everything is synchronized some way directly.
You mean so the OneDrive does not have the local cache?
Well, yes, I think something like this.
No. This cache is needed because it helps the synchronization in the back end. What I mean by that is that this cache stores fragments of each document that you synchronize, which helps the co-editing of documents, which helps the collaboration, and if you make a change in a document for that part to be synchronized and not the entire document, and to be synchronized faster. So this is why the cache is needed in order for the synchronization to work better. Hope this answers the question. But no, there is no such a online mode without this cache locally. Maybe you have seen this before, as mentioned before, the icon overlay missing. For Groove, and we have also KB and a fix-it tool for this behavior as well. And if you run it, it changes the registry key in on the computer, because this behavior normally comes because Windows allows 15 icons overlay registry entries. The thing is that this 15 icon overlay limit includes also the reserved Windows overlays, like a short icon, for example, dynamic overlays, or also for other tools like overlays for Dropbox or other tools that you might be using. So in order for this to work, it's very important that the registries for OneDrive to be prioritized. So actually, that's what this this fix-it does. It prioritizes the registries for the OneDrive and for OneDrive for Business. And then it shows again this overlay icons. I mean, by this I mean these green marks or red ones. For Groove, as mentioned, we have this fix-it that you can run. You can test it even on your machines with the next generation Sync client, but in very few cases this worked. But after running it, you can restart your computer and wait and see if this happens. I think you can also check the registry keys, and this I want to do right now for you, just to show it. I will send you the registry keys, but let's have a look. What we know for sure is, unfortunately, with Windows 10 and the next generation Sync client, that fix it in very, very few cases worked. And it's very important to check these registry keys. Now, in my case, I already have it open. I will send you the path of it. This is the registry key that you need to check. This OneDrive registry keys are for the next generation Sync client. The SkyDrive Pro are for Groove. .exe, and these are for other. You might have a lot of others in here, but as this is a virtual machine, in my case, just for testing purpose right now, I don't have any others. So what is important, and what actually that fix-it does, is prioritizing by putting some spaces between this registry. So actually, it renames it and puts a space, and if it has a space, it will be on the top of the list. Okay. In my case, it doesn't work because I have an test account, which is not with the right privileges. But I just wanted to show you this registry key, and it's what is suggested is for the other ones that are not that important to put, for example, the character Z in front of it, and then it will take those as with very low priority and won't count them for the icon overlay. In cases that you use Dropbox, we had behaviors that only after uninstalling Dropbox that the icon overlay worked. But as mentioned, as we are still developing the tool, this is known and is analyzed, and we will work continuously to have it completely solved as well. But I wanted to mention it so that you know what options you could have right now. I know in some cases that also another issue that could appear is that you click on the OneDrive app, I mean this one, OneDrive desktop app, which you saw, I clicked before when I entered again and started again the synchronization after unlinking the account. It happens in some cases that you have this one and you click on it and nothing happens. I saw this in a different situation, and this can be because of a registry key, which is set in order to not use the OneDrive app to synchronize on the computer. So this is a case again where maybe this was configured by your administrator through a group policy or in different situations. But in order to change this behavior, you need again to check for a registry key. If you want, I can show it to you right now, but as mentioned before, I will send it to you. And let's check that I have it on the local machine, software, policies, Microsoft, Windows, and OneDrive. In my case, I don't have it, if I see correctly. And this is because in my case, as you saw, it's also working. But here in Windows, you might have a registry key called OneDrive. And when you open it here in the settings, there is disable file sync key, which needs to be set on 0. If it's on 1, it's probably because of that you won't be able to start the synchronization. The best thing would be maybe to just delete this registry key, and then you will see you will be able to synchronize to open the OneDrive app as mentioned before. Another issue that happened recently, and I wanted to mention here, I'm not able to show it to you, but you might have it or your customers might have it, and I think it's important for you to know. We are currently working on that, and I just want by this to make you aware of it, is the following. Let's see if I can get. If you are having in the name of your company a slash, this might cause, you see my company name is Manuru Test Tenant, but there are companies where they use a slash. By this, I mean design the slash. Newly, there are some issues when the slash is contained in the name of the company. If you want to synchronize your OneDrive library, that you receive an error message like that you cannot synchronize to the specified path, or the specified folder does not exist. Very similar error messages, and in this case you should be aware that it is because of the slash. If you remove the slash, the synchronization will work. As mentioned, this is for now a known issue. You can it is the product group is working on that, and we hope it will be solved, but for now, if the CD is issue, it is because of that. Another important maybe there are some other registry keys that maybe you need to be aware of. I showed you before the options that you have in Credential Manager to remove the identities. For that steps, there are also some registry keys that can help you, and this is good for you as administrator to run. So these are actions that we show to you as admins to run for your customer, or if you have issues or you want to do it with us also, you can reach out to us also. In the if the path is too long and you need help with that, we have tools that help us to identify with pets is too long, and you can get back to us. This registry, there is also, as mentioned, for the identity registry key that I will share with you, and also the registry to disable OneDrive.exe after it was installed in order to use Groove.exe again. I think from my side, I touched pretty much all the steps I wanted to show you.
Okay, thank you very much, Manuela. And Dix, being said, I want to thank you very much for being in this webcast, and I hope that we will be able to see you in the coming webcast on Thursday. So until then, I wish you a very, very nice day. Bye.
Bye-bye.